Awareness of energies and desires. Understanding how your energy levels connect with your desires. A simple chat about inner growth. Let's take a journey together and talk about how our energy and what we want in life are closely linked. Imagine a time when you were feeling really sick and didn't have the energy to even get out of bed. Have you noticed that when you're feeling that weak, all you can think about is getting better? Funny enough, when some people get really, really sick, they start to think more about the bigger picture of life. It's like all the small stuff that used to bother them doesn't matter anymore. They might even feel thankful just to be alive or feel a stronger connection to something bigger, like God. Why does this happen? Well, when you're that sick, your body and mind focus on just one thing, getting better. All your energy goes into helping your body fight the sickness. Your brain doesn't have the extra energy to worry about the stuff it usually does, like what to have for dinner or that annoying thing someone said. It's like all your batteries are being used to power this one big mission, to heal. This is a really special time. Without the usual chatter in your head, you might feel peaceful and more connected to the world around you. But let's be honest, you didn't plan for this to happen, it just kind of did on its own. This peaceful feeling is pretty cool, but it's not quite a spiritual awakening, since it happened without you choosing it. Now, what if I told you that you could choose to make this happen? Imagine being able to find that calm, focused feeling without having to be sick first. How cool would that be? Let's talk about how. It's actually simpler than you think. Next time you're really tired or feeling drained, take a moment to just watch yourself. Notice how your thoughts might change because you don't have the energy for them. You might realize that your energy and your thoughts are best buddies and always influencing each other. It seems mechanical. Seeing how this works is like turning on a light bulb inside you. You get to understand how your body and mind work together. With this knowledge, you can make choices about what thoughts you want to hang out with. Now, let's fast forward to when you're feeling better. Endless desires kick in again. The question is, can you remember how it felt when life was simple and your mind was quiet? Can you bring a little bit of that feeling into your everyday life? In a conscious way, understanding this link between your energy and your wishes is like finding a secret treasure map. It guides you on an adventure to discover more about who you are and what really matters to you. It's not about waiting for life to bring these moments to you, but choosing to create them for yourself. In short, paying attention to how your energy levels affect what you think and want is like unlocking a superpower. It helps you to see life in high definition and choose what you focus on. This is the start of a very special journey where you can find peace and a deeper connection to the world. So next time life gets too loud or you're feeling a bit run down, remember your secret superpower. Tune into yourself and watch how your thoughts and wishes dance together. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find that life is even more amazing than you thought.